Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hey, Tamika, this is Mike Holmes. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's doing pretty good. The weather's, the rain's coming in up here in North Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, but tell me something, though. Absolute Tech went into my account and pulled more money. I mean, this is, and I found out you weren't even, this company's not even with CVS. What's okay. going on?
Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I have an account for you?
Okay, 32034.
And what is your first and last name?
My first name is Michael. My last name is Holmes.
Okay.
And I'm not going to direct my anger at you, Tariq. What's your name?
Tamika.
Tamika, I'm not going to direct my anger at you. I'm angry at Absolute Tech. So it's not personal, believe me.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I do have an account for you, and for security purposes, may you verify your address for me?
1119 South 10th Street in city is Fernandina Beach, Florida, 32034.
Thank you for the information. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to explain to you step by step what happened. Okay, about a week ago, I got an email which was affiliated with CVS, so I thought. They said I didn't use up, I had 1,000 rewards points that I didn't use up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought it was legit. I shouldn't use that word. I thought it was credible. So I go in and I sent my shipping to get this duffel bag, which is not even the duffel bag that they showed in my email. It's smaller and it's inferior to what they showed. So I'm thinking I was using up my rewards points. But listen to this. I didn't mind $11.94 because the bag is worth at least that, but it's not the one they showed. But I was in CVS this morning, and I asked them about that. They says no. They said that was one of those generic emails, and they never contact their customers because I'm a rewards points customer with CVS
mm-hmm.
when I use my card. And I says, well, oh, my Lord. First, I'm thinking scam. But you guys are legit. You're a legitimate company. So my problem is, I didn't mind the $11.94. I was going to leave it alone. But I go to my bank, then there's a charge of $56.25. What is that?
Okay.
What is that charge?
I see what back on February the 22nd, where you did the survey to receive the free item, which was the tactical bag, and you paid $11.94 for the shipment. Okay.
Yes.
And with that item, there was a welcoming gift. It was actually a free gift, a welcoming gift to our gadget store, where you receive a $125 gift card every month you are enrolled. Or you can use at our web store, but it lets you know that you will be billed 48 hours after placing that order with that tactical
bag. No, we need to know. Yeah, they didn't explain that to me. Here I am thinking that it was, well, how does CVS fit in? How does that fit in?
As far as when you do a survey online, that's where we come in at. When you did that survey, and then that tactical bag was a free item from us.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't sign up for anything, Shamika. Is it Shamika?
Tamika.
Tamika, because I know a Shamika. Okay, Tamika. I didn't sign up for anything, so we're going to have to cancel that order or I have to dispute it. And I don't want to go into the bank and dispute it, because if I do that, I'm going to dispute both charges. And so we have to cancel this membership and refund the card.
Okay, so I got that canceled for you. But as far as that refund, what I can do is offer you a 35% refund amount on that charge of the $56.95.
No, I need it in full. I got an option. I'll just go in there and dispute it. I mean, I can get it one way or the other. I have to get it back because I did not sign up for this. All I thought I was doing was getting a free duffel bag based on my 1,000 points. I've got the email that you sent. It was 1,000 points reward, and it says you never cashed in. You never use it. I'm thinking, well, I didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I told my bank I would do. And then my numbers are out there, so I've got to cancel my card too because I can't afford. I mean, that actually put me in a negative balance when this came in this morning. That put my account in the red, and I got a call from my bank. So So we have to get it in full, or I could go in and dispute both charges. So you're not going to get anything. Or not you, but Absolute Tech won't get anything because they recommend me doing that. And I can remail the duffel bag or send it in or however y'all want to get it back.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, 35% is not nearly good enough. Not even 50. And I do apologize. I'm not mad at you. I'm just a little disappointed.
Okay, so I canceled that account out for you and gave you that refund amount of $56.95. Do you need a confirmation number?
I sure do. Can you send it to my email?
It'll come to your email.
Okay, now listen to me. Now, as far as the duffel bag, now I'm not going to go away in bad blood. I'm not going to go on Facebook and trash talk y'all anything like that. Are we even as far as the $11.95 on the duffel bag?
Yeah, that's the only charge. That's the only charge that we have. The bag is yours to keep, and you was refunded the $56.95.
Okay, now I want to go in and rightly dispose because I don't want to keep a bag that's worth $20 and I only paid you $11.95. So we're good on that, right? That was good enough to get that duffel bag.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's not stolen. Okay, it's me. And can you confirm that you did refund all of the $56?
Yes, sir. I refunded the $56.95. You should see that back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now. Okay, now with all that being said, are you also closed out the account?
Yes, sir. You won't incur any more charges.
Okay, now what about my numbers being out there? My credit card, my bank card numbers.
I mean,
is that confidential? I mean,
it is, sir, because I couldn't pull your account up without your information.
Okay.
So as far as we're not able to go in your account or take anything because I actually put you in the system. It's based like a do not disturb. We can't touch anything.
Right.
You're out of our system.
Okay, now I appreciate you doing that, and I'm going to go one, as a good token, I'm going to go one step further. Do you have a catalog of Absolute Tech that you can mail out to me?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're a company, right? I mean, are you selling, do I have to be a member to buy your product, or can I go online and buy stuff from Absolute Tech?
It'd be that way. You can go online, you can purchase, like, you got that technical bag. Is different other items you can purchase.
Okay, now I want to let you know that it's not bad blood. I'm not like that. I'm a businessman myself. I know how things work and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this whole thing as just a misunderstanding on my part.
Okay.
You know, I didn't do my homework. I didn't do my math. I just assumed it was going to be a one-time deal, and I probably should have. It might have been disclosed in that email all that I was getting and membership and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably failed to see all that. If you did send that in the email. But the only thing I saw, like most of, like 90% of Americans, is that when you see something free, you hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that four-letter word, F-R-E-E-E, you hit the brakes.
Yes.
When it said free duffel bag, I says, okay, I could use this. So that's what I'm saying before I hang up. I don't want you to feel bad about what happened. The
mm-hmm.
fact that you did refund it is good enough for me. How about that?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay. So you said 3 to 5 business days on a refund.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, now how would that come through? I mean, would that just be reversed on the card, or would it come
will.
Through my bank?
It'll be reversed back to your card, ending in 5103.
Okay, all right, I appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.